Let us pray. God of Spirit, please touch our hearts, touch our whole presence, and open our mind, soul, and spirit to you, to be your beloved children. In Jesus' name, amen. Last weekend, I went to May retreat at Camp Forcom. About 70 youth and young adults and 20 leaders from United Church congregations, Lower Mainland, gathered together. And Anais and Emmanuel Mayer also participated from Gilmer Park. The theme of our retreat was the amazing world outside my phone. And we tried to deepen our connection with others, with God, and with nature without our cell phones. Some of us turned off our cell phones at the very beginning and put them in a box. But what happened to me? Actually, just on the way to the camp, my watch broke. And I had nothing to check the time. And I couldn't take any picture without phone. And I couldn't see any schedule in my phone. I'm free from phone. And I felt that I could focus more on the people in front of me. I could fully enjoy games and activities and hide and seek in the woods and dance with our youth. I could learn and get new insights through various spiritual practices. I could touch beautiful nature with different eyes and ears, various pretty singing of birds, gentle sound of waves, beautiful posture of ancient trees, cool moisture in woods. Besides being annoyed by mosquitoes, everything was amazing. Beautiful. We had many spirit-moving moments, and everybody had joyful and beautiful experiences because in such an environment, we could build a very loving and caring community within 2.5 days, and those experiences can be called a practice of following Jesus. Nowadays, children and youth ministers and leaders are really struggling to have children and youth on Sundays. We seem to be competing with school system, sports games, and many other activities to get children. Some of you may worry about the future of the church because you can't see children and youth and younger people on Sundays. But I think at least you can be proud of the children and youth and young adult ministry in United Churches in Lower Mainland. Since each congregation is struggling with a lack of youth and children, we have built strong networking and been working together to embrace and nurture those people through events such as Children's Retreat, May Retreat, and Evolve Youth and Young Adult Conference. And I'm so grateful for the Gilmer Park United Church for the strong support of these events through special donations and bursary funding. Today is Pentecost Sunday, which is also called the birthday of the church. On the first day of the church, each person was filled with the Holy Spirit and started to speak about and participate in God's work revealed in Jesus Christ. And we believe that the Spirit is still poured upon each one of us. Spirit is coming to each one of us, uniting us as God's people beyond our diversities of age, gender, ethnicity, language, and social status. So, We listen to the words of God in many different languages today. How did you feel listening to so many different languages? And we also sing hymns from different cultures. And on the day of Pentecost, we remember and celebrate the words of Prophet Joel. This is my favorite passage in the Bible. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Somehow our church seems to compete with other activities and commitment in a secular world, yet church is not a place to compete or achieve something. It is a place to be. It is a place to be loved. We are here to be given the Holy Spirit, no matter who we are or what we did. We are here to know that we are loved by God. Being given the Spirit, being loved by God, we are called to be our church, to love one another, to embrace each other's presence. Psalm 133 says, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters dwell in unity." So I would like to invite you to look at the faces around you. Look at the faces around you, please. And smile, please smile with each other. We are here as one church. We are so different, different in ages, different in ethnicity, different in gender, and different in so many differences we have. But we are here as one God's people. We are working very hard to hold various ministries of our church. But let us remember how the Holy Spirit worked and is working in the midst of us. Sometimes we have a serious conversation about the future of the church. Next week, we'll have a big discussion on how to downsize and to simplify the structure of the United Church at BC Conference General Meeting. But first of all we need to ask the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because not people, but the Holy Spirit moved and shaped the people as a church. Now, I would like to invite you to do a very small activity, to acknowledge the gift and work of the Holy Spirit. Will you change the slide, Eric? Thank you. So next slide, please. Yes. What are the gifts of the Spirit for you? How is the Spirit working or has worked in your life? So our children will give you